ABC News, I'm Sherry Preston. A federal judge has blocked the Trump administration from sending any state's National Guard troops to Oregon. The judge saying last night it appears the Trump administration was deliberately trying to circumvent her previous ruling, blocking the Oregon Guard from being deployed. Talks beginning in Egypt today on trying to end the Israel-Hamas war. Talks not beginning in Washington today on trying to end the government shutdown.
The Senate today will try to force another vote on a Republican proposal that does not include any of the Democratic demands, which are to reverse Medicaid cuts and also to extend those expiring Obamacare subsidies so health insurance premiums don't go up for millions of Americans. But at this point, these two sides are still at odds. They are only digging in, and there's no end in sight to this government shutdown.
ABC's Rachel Scott. The Supreme Court opening up its session today with some major rulings expected this term on the expanse of presidential power. Nobel Prize in Medicine handed out today. Nobel Peace Prize handed out on Friday. This is ABC News. Over $253 billion is what data analytics company predicts American consumers will spend on this holiday shopping season. The season, by the way, stretches from November 1st through December 31st. Here's ABC's Chuck Sievertson.
The over $250 billion in holiday spending would be a 5.3% increase over last year, and many discounts are expected, says Adobe Analytics lead insight analyst Vivek Pandia.
Some of the deepest discounts will go as much as 28%. We see that in categories like electronics. And we're also anticipating discounts to be pretty competitive for apparel at 25%, appliances at 18%.
Adobe predicts $143 billion will be spent by consumers buying on their phones.
Rescue workers are helping hundreds of hikers trapped by heavy snow at a tourist camp on Mount Everest. The hikers were trapped at camps at an elevation of over 16,000 feet. Rescuers have been heading up the mountain, clearing paths to try to bring those down who got stuck in a sudden snowstorm. Sherry Preston, ABC News.
From the 97.9 WGBW newsroom, I'm Connie Fellman with this local news update. Some promising news for students in the UW system hoping to transfer to another UW campus. Under a new proposed policy, all core general education courses could transfer between each of the 13 UW schools. Core gen ed requirements would range from 30 to 36 credit hours in 10 to 12 courses across six different categories. A UW system press release says establishing these core courses would strengthen existing transfer pathways and reduce the time for students to earn a degree. The policy will be reviewed by the Board of Regents this fall, and if approved, will go into effect for students enrolling in the fall of 2026. And hey, Dan, you remember that story I was telling you about last week about Appleton being in the one of the top 10 best places to live for small cities?
Yes, I do remember that story.
Well, it's getting national attention again, the Appleton area.
Oh, really? Cool.
Yes. But maybe...
not so cool?
Not so cool. It's beauty. Let's just say beauty's in the eye of the beholder, except if you're talking about public art. The Fox River Oracle sculpture. You know what that is in Appleton?
I've never seen it. I've seen pictures.
Well, it's recently won a distinctive honor. Being named the 68th ugliest piece of art in America.
Say that again?
It was named the 68th ugliest piece of art in... piece of public art in America.
Really? 68th?
Well, I mean, it may not come as much a surprise. People in the Valley have been talking about this for years. It went up nearly four decades ago. Some say it looks like an odd type of horse. Others just see a pile of rocks. Yeah. The Boxer Oracle is on the north side of the Oneida Skyline Bridge. Now, if you're not an Oracle fan, just remember, it could be worse. You could be driving past a gigantic bug every day on your way to work like they do in Enterprise, Alabama, where their boll weevil monument tops the list of the nation's least loved public art pieces.
Boll weevil.
It's a gigantic boll weevil.
You know, there was a song honoring the boll weevil that made the top 10 in early 60s.
Well, maybe that's where they got the idea for the sculpture.
I don't get modern art. I just don't understand it.
But that's the point of art. You don't have to think it's pretty. People are talking about it 40 years later.
Says you.
Mission accomplished.
Okay, yeah. Okay. Moving on to sports.
The playoffs continue in Milwaukee. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports at American Family Field, where the Brewers host the Cubs. Tonight in Game 2 of their best-of-five series, the Brewers winning Game 1 on Saturday, 9-3, lefty Aaron Ashby named the opener for the crew tonight. NFL, the Packers back at work after a bye. They'll host Cincinnati on Sunday. College football, the Badgers losing at Michigan, 24-10. Luke Fickell.
Well, we're not here to sugarcoat anything. Obviously, there obviously is always some good, but our ability to sustain and finish is where, you know, we still are not close to where we need to be.
Wisconsin has now lost three in a row. NBA, the Bucks in Miami tonight against the Heat. Giannis recovering from COVID. When will he be ready to play?
He said we're going to need a good 3 days. He told me two, but after watching them, I think it's three for sure.
That's the Bucks head coach Doc Rivers with sports on Mike Clemens.
I'm meteorologist Brandon Vorbins. Have the umbrella handy today. Cloudy skies with some scattered showers from time to time. Temperatures holding steady in the lower 60s. Still a few showers possible this evening. Otherwise, mostly cloudy with a low of 47. Sunny and comfortable on Tuesday. Highs in the mid-60s. Right now, it's 64 degrees.
News and Timeless Hits, 97.9 WGBW, a dark gray day in downtown Green Bay. Clouds. There's a rain system. I checked the radar. And this is kind of a long, one of those long, skinny ones. And it goes all the way back to Nebraska. It's going to be bothering us just about all day. Yes.
is if you can strut to, dance to, make romance to, sing to, reminisce to, smile to. 97.9 WGBW.
97.9 FM. Oh, 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 baby, I need your loving. Baby, I need your loving. Although you're never near, your voice I often hear. Another day, another night, I long to hold you tight, 'cause I'm so lonely.
Just getting worse. Any smile you might see, baby, has all been rehearsed. Baby, I can't go on without you. This loneliness won't let me live without you. This emptiness inside me, baby, makes me feel half alive.
News and Timeless Hits 97.9 WGBW. Johnny Rivers, met up with him a couple of times. Real nice guy to me both times. I mean, he had other things on his mind because I caught up with him at shows, concerts that he was performing. But he took the time to sit down and talk about his music and other things. Just a decent guy out of Baton Rouge, Louisiana. I'm Dan Marcus. Coming up in a couple of minutes, an old TV commercial, you'll hear the audio of it, obviously, where it's familiar, but the amusing thing for me is that in this TV commercial, they're doing something that is now illegal. I'll share that with you in a couple of minutes. It's the timeless commercial of the day on the way from 97.9 WGBW.
Time out on the field. Let's bring in Gina Della from Pella. What's the winning game plan this month?
Wayne, a whole house of new windows for as low as $297 a month with 0% interest for up to 60 months.
Wow, that's a drive you can sustain for years. No penalties, no extra interest.
And unlike opponents, Pella Windows and Doors of Wisconsin actually stops the drafts.
Don't sit on the sidelines, folks. Make your move today at PellaWI.com.
Service versus Alliance, 1031-2025.
As the seasons change and the crisp autumn air fills the canyon, you're invited to experience the Aquavia Lumina Enchanted Nightwalk at Wilderness Resort like never before. The story, music, and light take a new shape under the changing leaves above. Wander through a mile of sandstone canyons while letting your imagination drift with the beauty and magic of it all. Open to the public year-round, but you won't want to miss it this fall. Purchase tickets at aquavialumina.com.
With locations in Appleton and Oshkosh, Insight Eye Care has been serving the Fox Valley since 1972, offering comprehensive eye care services. Their doctors also share a special interest in treating chronic dry eye disease, providing specialty contact lenses, and expert pediatric eye care. Find Insight Eye Care on North Sawyer Street in Oshkosh and Chain Drive in Appleton. Improving lives by improving sight with quality eye care for everyone in your family. Insight Eye Care. Visit WIinsight.com to schedule your eye exam today.
Keeping you connected to your local community with real news and great conversation. Here's Terry Barr with the Civic Media Radio Network.
The fall agriculture tourism season is underway, and from apple orchards to pumpkin patches, it's a great time to travel across the state. But have you ever thought about camping on a farm? There is a push to make a new law allowing farmers to host up to 3 paying campers without a license. Supporters say it's needed to help diversify their incomes.
To allow people to put a tent up in a pasture and experience stargazing, stay overnight in the pasture, and have rustic camping when they're overnight for farm stays, pick up the eggs in the morning, have a farm breakfast.
That's Sheila Everhart with the Wisconsin Agricultural Tourism Association. You can learn more, including where to go this fall, at the website WIAGtourism.com. Until next time, I'm Terry Barr.
At Hazelden Betty Ford, treating mental health isn't just about breaking old patterns, it's about braving new ones. As the leader in alcohol and drug treatment for 75 years, we know caring for addiction, anxiety, depression, and trauma goes hand in hand. We're here for you with new tools when life breaks down. Discover your path to better mental health at HazeldenBettyFord.org/Wisconsin. Sponsored by Hazelden Betty Ford Foundation.
Okay, so a little research tells me that one of the scenes in this upcoming timeless commercial of the day isn't as illegal as I thought, and I'll get into this in just a minute because this is brand new information for me, but today's timeless commercial of the day is courtesy of Texaco.
You can trust your car to the man who wears the star. He's the man best qualified to take care of your car.
Wow. Now, one of the things in that commercial show the Texaco guy, and he's putting chains on tires. And I thought that was totally illegal, especially in Wisconsin. But it's not, I find out, if you can believe the internet. The internet says it's okay to put chains on your tires as long as the chains don't make contact with the pavement, just the snow. Well, how are you gonna know, right? So, this is gonna be a discussion for a later day, I'm telling you.
And right in the middle of a good dream, like all at once I wake up from something that keeps knocking at my brain. Before I go insane, I hold my pillow to my head and spring up in my bed, screaming out the words I dread. I think I love you. This morning I woke up with this feeling I didn't know how to deal with, and so I just decided to myself I'd hide it to myself and never talk about it, and did not go and shout it when you walked into the room.
I don't know what I'm up against. I don't know what it's all about. I got so much to think about.
Studios on Washington Street in downtown Green Bay, just east of the Ray Nitschke Bridge. We're talking to and about Green Bay. You'll hear voices familiar to Green Bay. Dan Marcus, Laura McKenna, Eric Westfall, Pete Schwaba. We're Green Bay, Wisconsin, 97.9 WGBW.
News Timeless Hits 97.9 WGBW. I'm Dan Marcus with George Harrison from that great All Things Must Pass album of 1970, What Is Life? This was the follow-up single from that album after My Sweet Lord. Connie Feldman has the local news next from the WGBW newsroom.
I'll try my best to make everything so From the 97.9 WGBW Newsroom, I'm Connie Fellman with this local news update. One person is dead and another in the hospital after a water rescue effort on Lake Poygan over the weekend that spanned 2 days. On Saturday, just after 4:30 p.m., Winnebago County Sheriff's officers say they responded to Bay Lane Boat Launch in Wolf River for a report of a boater in distress in the water. Deputies were able to get the man out of the water into a hospital. He's expected to survive his injuries. While talking to another boater, deputies learned that there was a second man who was unaccounted for and believed to still be in the water. Yesterday afternoon, the Winnebago County dive team and DNR members found the body of the missing man. He has not been identified by authorities. A child died in an ATV accident in Glenmore over the weekend. The Brown County Sheriff's deputies sent out a news release Saturday morning saying an adult was driving the ATV when the crash happened on Friday around 11 a.m. Names are not being released at this time. The incident is under investigation. And Dan, in response to your call for investigative journalism,
yes,
I have tracked down the scoop on the creepy Burger King guy going away.
Yeah, the mascots, they're getting rid of him.
They are.
Burger King.
And they're intentionally moving away from the creepy legacy of the old mascot to project a friendlier, more welcoming, and more modern brand identity focused on families.
Okay.
Well, that's what I thought. Their timing is off. We're just getting into the Halloween season. They could have totally capitalized on that.
They could have kept the guy through Halloween.
I guess there was an ad campaign back in 2004 where, you know, the creepy Burger King guy was peeking through your windows and to offer you a breakfast sandwich when you woke up in the morning.
No.
Yeah. They're standing by your bedside.
What account executive thought that was a good idea, right? Wow. Okay. Burger King, mascot is going away.
There's good news, though.
Hey, what's that?
You can still get the paper crowns for your kids.
All right. Yay. Way to go, Connie. Good investigative journalism.
Green Bay weather.
I'm meteorologist Brandon Borbens. Have the umbrella handy today. Cloudy skies with some scattered showers from time to time. Temperatures holding steady in the lower 60s. Still a few showers possible this evening. Otherwise, mostly cloudy with a low of 47. Sunny and comfortable on Tuesday. Highs in the mid-60s. Right now, it's 64 degrees.
is Timeless Hits, 97.9 WGBW. Number one for Paul Revere and the Raiders.
They took the whole Cherokee Nation, put us on this reservation, took away our ways of life. Someday when they've learned, Cherokee Nation will return, will return.
Thank you. reason.
Local news and timeless hits, 97.9 WGBW from the Civic Media Studios in downtown Green Bay on Washington Street, right next to City Deck, right across from Schreiber Foods. I'm looking out in the pouring rain. You know, that'd be a good song lyric. It's not really pouring, but it's going to last a lot of the day. We can use the moisture. Is this going to affect harvest, though, is my question. And that question can be answered by the fabulous farm babe, Pam Yonke. That's what she calls herself, okay? Then she has a show called the Farm Report, and it's every single weekday, Monday through Friday, for the early risers, 5 to 6 a.m., and it's here on WGBW. For the late risers, tonight, Monday Night Football, it's the Chiefs against the Jaguars.
As the seasons change and the crisp autumn air fills the canyon, you're invited to experience the Aquavia Lumina Enchanted Nightwalk at Wilderness Resort like never before. The story, music, and light take a new shape under the changing leaves above. Wander through a mile of sandstone canyons while letting your imagination drift with the beauty and magic of it all. Open to the public year-round, but you won't want to miss it this fall. Purchase tickets at aquavialumina.com.
As a U.S. Navy veteran and business owner, I've lived through moments where every detail counts, and I carry that into mass appeal. That's why I personally ensure we deliver top-quality promotional materials, like T-shirts, sweatshirts, and more, to help your company, whether it is a local business or school, gain the visibility it needs to thrive. Your logo is our business, and we're here to make your vision come true.
Go to massappealwi.com or drop by their shop on Lineville Road, just off Highway 41.
Did your child miss out on the last opportunity to try hockey for free? Don't worry, I got you. It's another new Wisco 411. And I'm Amanda, here to tell you that another Try Hockey for Free opportunity is on Saturday, October 11th from 12 to 1:30 at the Tri-County Ice Arena in Appleton. This is recommended for ages 4 to 9, and no skating experience is needed. Plus, they're going to help provide equipment. If your child's always been interested and just wants to see if they like it, definitely go. My kid had a blast at the last one. Check it out. Head to WGBW.FM, click events.
My part-time service in the Army National Guard makes it possible for me to be more for the community I call home. My training helps me at work when I lead by example. The Army National Guard has taught me the value of showing respect to those I come in contact with each day. My service also allows me to be there for my community in ways others can't. I help my hometown recover after nature strikes. My service in the Army National Guard allows me to keep my country and those I care about safe from threats. I also work with a network of professionals that help me succeed and accomplish the mission. Plus, the Army National Guard education benefits make getting a higher education a reality. Being an Army National Guard soldier makes living and serving in my community more rewarding every day. Learn how you too can live and serve part-time, close to home by visiting NationalGuard.com.
Sponsored by the Wisconsin Army National Guard, aired by the Wisconsin Broadcasters Association and this station.
don't you know? I'll have me a time with a poor man's lady, hitching on a twilight train. Ain't nothing here that I care to take along, maybe a song to sing when I want. Don't need to say please to no man for a happy tune. Oh, I love my rosy child. You got the way to make me happy. You and me, we go in style. Crackling rose, you're a store-bought woman, but you make me sing like a guitar humming. So hang on to me, girl, a song keeps running on. Play it now, play it now, play it now, my baby. Crackling rose and make me a smile. Girl, if it lasts for an hour, that's all right, 'cause we got all night to set the world right. Find us a dream that don't ask no questions, yeah. Oh, I love my rosy child. You got the way to make me happy. You and me, we go in style. Crackling rose, your store-bought woman, but you make me sing like a guitar humming. So hang on to me, girl, a song keeps running. Play it now, play it now, my baby. Crackling rose and make me a smile. Girl, if it lasts for an hour, well, that's all right, 'cause we got all night to set the world right. Find us a dream that don't ask no questions.
Local news, timeless hits, 97.9 WGBW. I'm Dan Marcus. Can't wait for the next Packer game. I went through withdrawal yesterday.
proud. Lord, don't you make me proud. She never makes a scene by hanging all over me in a crowd. People like to talk, Lord, don't they love to talk? But when they turn out the lights, I know she'll be leaving with me. And when we get behind, I want you. She's always a lady, just like a lady should be. But when they turn out the lights, she's still a baby to me. 'Cause when we get behind, she lets her hair hang down, and she makes me glad that I'm a man. Oh, no one knows what goes on behind closed doors.
Where? Local news and timeless hits, 97.9 WGBW. That's it for me, Dan Marcus. I'm done. Laura McKenna is next. I leave you with this appropriate song from BJ Thomas on 97.9 WGBW.
Raindrops are falling on my head, and just like the guy whose feet are too big for his bed, nothing seems to fit. Raindrops are falling on my head, they keep falling. So I just did me some talking to the sun, and I said I didn't like the way he got things done. Sleeping on the job, those raindrops are falling on my head, they keep falling. But there's one thing I know, soon be turning red. Crying's not for me, 'cause I'm never gonna stop the rain by complaining, because I'm free. Nothing's worrying me. Raindrops keep falling on my head, but that doesn't mean my eyes will soon be turning red. Crying's not for me, 'cause I'm never
97.9 WGBW. Caution, we can be habit forming.
Last night, a federal judge